Welcome to Uplifter Creation for Faster Workflow, Beginner Edition, built for drum and bass in Ableton Live using only stock devices. The goal today is simple. You're going to stop hunting for the perfect riser every time you hit a transition. Instead, you'll build a few go-to uplifters that you can generate in seconds, tweak with a couple of controls, and then print to audio so you can move on with the track. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. Start from timing, not sound. Decide what this transition is doing. Is it a quick nudge, like 2 to 4 bars? Is it a standard push, 8 bars? Or is it a full build, 16 bars or more? That decision tells you how steep your automation should be. Short build equals steeper curves. Long build equals slower curves, but with a serious ramp in the last bar. Alright, let's set up a fast workspace. First, create a new audio track and name it Uplifter's Bus. This is your safety and control lane so your uplifters don't trash your mix. On that Uplifter's Bus, add EQ8, then glue compressor, then limiter. In EQ8, set a high pass around 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable in DNB. Your sub and low mids belong to the bass and kick, not to a whoosh. On glue compressor, set attack to about 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not about smashing, it's just keeping things glued and predictable. On the limiter, set the ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. It's a seatbelt, not a vibe. Now, from here on, route your uplifter tracks into this bus. It's the difference between my risers are cool and my risers are consistent. Next, we'll think in three energy lanes. This keeps you organized and fast. Lane 1 is air, noise and high-end lift. Lane 2 is tone, a pitch riser that feels musical. Lane 3 is growl or texture, mid-range tension, darker. Reese adjacent. We'll build one uplifter for each lane. Uplifter number 1. The classic noise uplifter. This is the fastest way to make a drop feel like it hits harder. Create a MIDI track and name it noise uplifter. Load operator. Inside operator, switch the sound source to noise instead of the normal oscillator. Then turn operator's filter on. For the amp envelope, set attack to 0, decay around 0.8 seconds, sustain at 0%, release around 200 milliseconds. This envelope is just a basic shape. The actual sense of rising comes from the filter sweep and the space you add after it. After operator, add auto filter. Set auto filter to low pass mode, 24 dB slope. Set resonance around 20 to 35%. Be careful here. In drum and bass, too much resonance can turn into that painful whistle right when you want excitement. Add a little drive, around 2 to 5 dB. So it has bite. Now go to arrangement view and automate the auto filter frequency. A solid starting sweep is roughly 300 Hz up to 16 kHz over 8 or 16 bars. Teacher tip, don't draw a perfectly straight ramp every time. A pro curve often feels like slow at the start and fast at the finish. So it creeps, 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 then in the last 25% it really takes off. That reads as increasing tension, not just the knob moved. Next, add hybrid reverb. Start with a bright plate vibe. Set decay somewhere around 3 to 7 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and wet around 20 to 35%. Now add utility. Set width around 140 to 180% for that big, wide transition feel. Then set gain so it's clearly audible but not dominating your drums. If you want this noise uplifter to feel like it's part of the groove instead of pasted on top, add a compressor after that, and use sidechain from your kick or your drum group, ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds, then lower the threshold until you get a subtle bounce. The key word is subtle. You want it to breathe with the drums, not sound like it's beating slammed. Cool, that's your air lane. Now uplifter number 2, the pitch uplifter, the tone lane. This is where you get musical tension that can match your key, which is huge for liquid, dancefloor, rollers honestly, anything that isn't purely raw jungle vibes. Create another MIDI track called Pitch Uplifter. Load Waveatable if you have it. If not, Operator works fine, but we'll assume Waveatable here. Choose Oscillator 1 as basic shapes and set it to a saw. Add a little unison. Two voices, amount around 15 to 25%. Keep it controlled. Beginners often go too wide too early and then the entire transition fights the hats and snare. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip, or 16 if you want the bigger build. Draw a note on the root note of your track. So if you're in F minor, start on F. Now the rise. Automate transpose. A clean, common move is automate transpose from 0 to plus 12 semitones over the build. If that feels too cartoony, do plus 7 instead. Then add auto filter, but this time set it to high pass. Automate the high pass frequency from about 120 Hz up to around 1.5 kHz across the build. Resonance around 10 to 25%. This does two things. 1. It removes weight as you approach the drop, so you're clearing space. 2. It creates that tightening effect that feels like tension. Add saturator next. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If it starts biting too hard in the 3 to 6K range, do a quick EQ8 before the saturator and gently dip that harsh zone. That's controlled aggression. Then add hybrid reverb. For tonal risers, you can go longer, decay 4 to 10 seconds, wet 25 to 40%. One more advanced but easy trick. For reverb wet, try the opposite curve from your filter sweep. Let it be wetter earlier in the build. Then pull the wet down near the end, so the drop hits clean. Because the number one way beginners ruin a drop is letting the reverb wash still be screaming when the downbeat lands. Alright, uplifter number 3. The Reese or Texture Lane. This is dark, rolling, and perfect for heavier DNB, where airy noise alone doesn't feel mean enough. Create a MIDI track called Reese Uplifter. Load operator. This audio version is shortened for playback.